Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports for a Thursday evening, wrapping things up. As I said, new high school football coaches happen every year, try to invigorate the programs, and certainly down here in South Florida, we've had quite a few of them. One of the new head coaches is at Varela High School, Felix Varela High School in Miami, Coach Pedro Nieva, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on an opportunity I know you've worked extremely hard for.
Yeah, thanks, Blue. It's been 10 years coming, you know, working hard, trying to get to this point, but I'm excited for what we're going to do for the program.
You know, this program's kind of turned the corner a little bit. Four straight to end the year, playing independent football, which to me, I'm a huge proponent of it. I really am, because you get more, you know, as Gene Chu, the longtime and legendary head coach at Ferguson, and I talked about 2 years ago when they won that title, and, you know, they were 12-1 and they got rings and they got pictures taken. And I told them, in 10 years from now, no one's going to even know what type of championship, but those kids are going to wear their rings. They're going to, you know, they're going to have photos of their teammates in the championship opportunity. And you're playing a schedule every week where you compete. Talk about that.
I think it's great. You know, the independent league, I was at Barbara Goldman Senior High with Coach Ariel Cribero when it first started, and being a part of the league and seeing how it's kept continuing, it's actually a great thing. I think it's a way to keep games competitive, have guys compete day in and day out, and, you know, just make the league more competitive. And I think it's done a really good job of maintaining that consistency.
Right. And you talk about Goldman, you talk about Crop, two teams that were independent, but then, you know, got enough players, a lot of interest. Now, obviously, the interest maybe in North Miami-Dade or in Miami Lakes is different than it is in South Miami. You know, there's obviously soccer first and foremost, and baseball is first and foremost. How do you get your kids interested? I mean, obviously winning brings out everybody, but do you have a consistent feeder program that you go through at least to, you know, like you look at a lot of the programs down there, they use Kendall Hammocks or West Kendall. What kind of feeder program does Varela have to kind of keep the ball rolling?
Yeah. So we're definitely going to, you know, attack Kendall Hammocks. West Kendall, that's going to be our areas of where, you know, trying to bring kids into the program. You know, my goal is to really build up the program so we have, you know, a lot more guys in the program to the point where we don't even have space in the locker room. So it's really building the program, getting guys to come out to play football, even if they've never played football before. I was a kid myself that never played football. And now, you know, years later, after playing for 4 years and then in college, you know, I love the sport so much that now I'm giving back. So getting guys to come out just to join, be a part of the brotherhood, be a part of the family, and grow together.
Yeah. And also, too, getting a program together means you have to get coaches. And that's not always an easy thing. A lot of coaches, you know, probably would be, you know, over here or over there. How do you get a coaching staff together, especially, you know, when you're a first-year head coach at a program outside the area where you were coaching before?
Yeah, so right now, you know, I'm going through it, interviewing a lot of people, trying to get as much interest as possible. You know, I've had some good feedback, good response, building the staff little by little, you know, trying to select the right guys that fit the vision of the program. And that's, you know, even if it takes a little bit of time, that's the goal to have. And, right, you know, some of the guys I've coached with a long time, there's guys I'm bringing in to be a part of the program that people I've worked with, people I'm getting to know. So it's bringing in a mix that fits the vision of the program.
Yeah. Not only that, the one thing, too, and I'm sure you're going to 100% agree, is your administration has to be 100% on board. I mean, they've got to be supportive. They've got to understand, especially when you come from a Latin culture, American football is not exactly paramount. It hasn't been in their lives, you know, since they were kids. So in a lot of cases, you're educating a lot of the administrators on what it takes to build the program. Talk about that, because I think that people miss that out. You know, you talk to, you know, coaches at Braddock, or you talk to Reagan or some of the schools in that area where, you know, it's in Ferguson as well, where American football is not paramount. 90% of these kids didn't grow up with it in their household. So how do you go about that and getting that administrative support, coach, you know, to build that program, to have them understand that, hey, listen, it's going to take some time. You know, I mean, this is not going to be something that's going to happen overnight.
Right. So, you know, we have a great support from our administration. Mr. Adrian Sanchez is our principal, and our athletic director, Ryan Schneider. We have full support from them. They're very behind sports. Sports is being promoted a lot heavy in the school now. So they're definitely behind us. They want us to win, bring kids in, you know, trying to recruit the hallways, trying to recruit the building, you know, no stone unturned to see what kids that we can find to get them to come out. And myself, I'm a Latino kid myself. I didn't grow up playing football. I'm Brazilian. And, you know, growing up, it was all about soccer. So, like, for me, you know, getting to see what the sport can do for you, right? How it can help build character, how it can help, you know, build a part of a family and a brotherhood that lasts a lifetime.
Yeah, no doubt. You threw me off with that. Being Brazilian, especially, I mean, you can understand Cuban generations over and over have been exposed to football. I don't think you go down to Sao Paulo and you're going to see people kicking field goals. But that brings up my next point, coach. You better have a good field goal kicker. I mean, I always look at these schools and I'm thinking, how can Varela or how can Reagan or some of these programs like that, or Archbishop Carroll or Sunset, how can they not have good field goal kickers? These kids have a great basis on how to kick the ball. I'm sure you're going to groom a kicker.
Oh yeah. No, we actually have two kickers in the program right now. You know, and that's kind of one of the biggest philosophies for me as a program, right? And I think it's three pillars for us. Is like the vision is we're going to control the clock, play great defense, play great special teams, and that's how we win football games. So special teams is the number one priority for us, and don't worry, that's something that we're definitely going to be training and making sure that, you know, we still have a field goal kicker and even recruit some of the soccer team. And our soccer team just won a district title tonight, so shout out to them.
Nice. Yeah, definitely shout out to them. Before I let you go, what's ahead during the spring? Get the kids to camps. I know you got a good weight program going. What do we got going down before spring football starts?
Yeah, so right now we're just in the weight room trying to get these kids bigger, faster, stronger, getting them to buy into the program, and then get ready for spring football. Definitely want to attack the camps, attack the combines for them. I know they got the Orange Bowl showcase coming up on the 15th, so the juniors can come out now. So we're trying to get the kids ready, get them prepared, and then we'll be ready to go for the spring. In our spring game, we'll be playing South Miami.
Nice. Coach Pedro Neva is the new head coach at Miami Varela. Coach, proud of you, man. Let's get it going, and we'll see you plenty in this offseason.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Blue. Appreciate the support. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. That's going to wrap up what has been a outstanding show. Glad you could have been with us for 2 hours. You miss anything, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. For Danny Garcia, I'm Larry Bluestein. We will see you next week.